I'm scarcely awake. I beg that you will excuse me. My petals are still all disarranged.
Oh, how beautiful you are!
Am I not? And I was born at the same moment as the sun.
The little prince could guess easily enough that she was not any too modest. But how moving.
I think it is time for my breakfast. If you would have the kindness to think of my needs.
And the little prince, completely abashed, went to look for a sprinkling can of fresh water. So he tended the flower. So too she began very quickly to torment him with her vanity, which was, if the truth be told, a little difficult to deal with. One day, for instance, when she was speaking of the four thorns, she said to the little prince,
"Let the tigers come with their claws."
"There are no tigers on my planet. And anyway, tigers do not eat weeds."
"I am not a weed."
"Oh, please excuse me."
"I am not at all afraid of tigers, but I have a horror of drafts. I suppose you wouldn't have a screen for me?"
"Horror of drafts? That is bad luck for a plant."
"At night, I want you to put me under a glass globe. It is very cold where you live."
The little prince confided to me one day.
"I ought not to have listened to her. One never ought to listen to the flowers. One should simply look at them and breathe their fragrance. The fact is that I did not know how to understand anything. I ought to have judged by deeds and not by words. She cast a fragrance and her radiance over me. I ought never to have run away from her. I ought to have guessed all the affection that lay behind poor little stratagems. But I was too young to know how to love her."
I believe that for his escape, he took advantage of the migration of a flock of wild birds. On the morning of his departure, he put his planet in perfect order. The little prince believed that he would never want to return. But on this last morning, all these familiar tasks seemed very precious to him. And when he watered the flower for the last time and prepared to place her under the shelter of a glass globe, he realized that he was very close to tears.
"Goodbye, little flower. Goodbye."
"I have been very silly. I ask your forgiveness. Try to be happy."
He stood there, all bewildered, the glass globe held in midair. He did not understand this quiet sweetness.
"Of course I love you. It is my fault that you have not known it all the while. That is of no importance, but you have been just as foolish as I. Try to be happy. Let the glass globe be. I don't want it anymore." "Oh, don't linger like this. You have decided to go away, so now go."